This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. We're cranking up another week of the most listened to radio show on the planet Earth. No, well, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, you know, the Northern Plains, for sure. Absolutely. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, rides shotgun with me here every day, along with Kevin Flynn, who's pushing the buttons, and Daniel grabbing the phones. So if you call us, you'll talk to Daniel. Just say, hey, Daniel, what's up? I'd like to go on with Scott and Todd. Let's chit-chat here. You simply go 800-228-0550. We have the full hour open this hour for whatever is on your mind. So lay it on me, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm in a very conciliatory mood today. I don't know why that is. I'm just feeling the love. You guys feel the love from me here through the microphone?
I do.
You feeling the love? Yeah, you are too, Todd. I could actually get a little more Todd here because I'm not hearing you all that well.
You're still too loud.
Oh, there, yeah, but now I hear you fine. Okay. So I would also like to, this hour, say that Friday we had a million folks trying to get the first-time caller MyPillow. And here's how it works. See, so we do this deal where we say, tell you what, somebody in the first time calls of the day is going to get a MyPillow. Is that confusing, guys, by the way?
I don't think so.
You don't?
Not too bad.
Because what happens is we give it to, you know, the correct number winner, but then other people call and say, where's my pillow? And then after you give away the pillow on the air, then no more first-time callers call. So, you know, it takes the MyPillow to give them the courage, you see? I have an idea, since everybody loves MyPillows. I have another one today to give away. And this one will be for anybody who's ever called this program before and feels as though they've been treated unfairly, cut off. That's my favorite. You cut me off. Todd, have we ever cut anybody off other than people who swear?
Well, the end of the show comes. I mean, we really can't do anything about, you know, when time.
Well, that's not cutting them off.
When it's 10:55, whatever, we got to go.
Yeah, that's not cutting them off, though. Like, we have to define cutting off. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't cut people off, right?
Cutting somebody off is you don't like what they're saying, so you just you hang the phone up, which we don't do.
Right. Once we got to hit the delay dump button, you're done. But apart from that, yeah. You know, it's like Rush always says, it's a much more engaging show if you've got somebody from an opposing viewpoint. Not that we don't want people who agree with us to call, but... You know, if you got somebody from an abuse, I love people say, "Well, I don't think like Scott does, so Scott's going to kick me off the show." No, right to the top of the line, if anything.
And honestly, there's not anybody that I don't have the respect for as a person with an opinion that I wouldn't enjoy having a conversation with about why I think like I do and why they think like they do. Here's kind of where I got into this conciliatory mood. Next hour, we're going to talk with Yana Myrtle. She's state senator up Park River Way. And Christopher Dodson from the Catholic Conference about this controversy that is brewing. 89 legislators have written a letter. North Dakota legislators have written a letter to NDSU asking them not to continue the partnership they have with Planned Parenthood. I interviewed President Dean Brashani on this show about this very issue maybe 6 years ago. I can't remember exactly when it was. I think it was three sessions ago. And I just said very simply, would it ever make sense for a taxpayer-funded entity to engage in something in the way of a partnership with an entity that does something that is very controversial like abortion? And he said no. When he said that, there was a big uproar, and a bunch of professors caused a fuss, and basically President Brashani and the leadership at NDSU caved. They caved into the academic, types. So, but the issue is obviously over, abortion and Planned Parenthood, and that's kind of the crux of it. First of all, Planned Parenthood can exist. It's America. People can choose to have an abortion. It's America, okay? And I'm pretty darn sure abortion is not going away. I hope at some point, it is a state-by-state decision. Okay? State-by-state meaning North Dakota does what its citizens want, Minnesota does what its citizens want. But whatever, let's set that aside for a minute. How do I, as someone that would be pro-life with every ounce of my being, convince somebody that is pro-choice that it's a bad idea? How do you do that? Is it possible even? Well, first of all, I think it's darn tough. But it can happen. But I think getting out of the just, you know, I say the same things I say every time. So one of the things I'm going to ask our guest today after we get through the NDSU partnership flap and the legislators' push to cause NDSU to rethink this decision is to just ask them, you know, what's your best argument? What is an argument for the pro-life cause that you've ever caused you to say, you know, you kind of see a sparkle in somebody's eyes and say, I never thought of that. I mean, we generally don't argue like that anyway, right? We just argue to argue. It's sort of like the mayor of London and the president of the United States. I mean, they're going to argue. That just comes with the turf, and they're going back and forth on Twitter this morning while the president's at this moment at Westminster Abbey. How about that? That's what got me into the conciliatory mood, is what I'm saying, as I was thinking about that topic next hour. And then I thought, you know, just overall, where would it be? So, the point is, if you feel like you've been cut off, wronged, whatever, I just want to just rip that Band-Aid off and say, come to the program today, and one of you is going to win a free MyPillow. And we will not cut you off. We will have a conversation about whatever it is we differ about, okay? And we'll just try and be very reasonable about it. And if you have any tips on things that have won people over, let me know. I'd love to know what's worked for you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I have some examples, too, by the way, of an interesting way to make your point and win somebody over. I'll share those as we go throughout the program. Matt in Bismarck is on. Hey, Matt, how are you? Are you there, Matt?
I'm.
I think I'm getting like every other word. Nope. Try again. Now I can hear you. How are you?
Yes, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Have I ever ticked you off in any way or cut you off in any way or made you mad as a listener to the program?
No, you haven't. I'm actually a first-time caller, and I was going to share a MyPillow story.
Oh, beautiful. Bring it on.
Well, I bought a MyPillow back a couple of years ago, and I was not impressed. I didn't quite like it, but I'm thinking that whatever scenario I had going on with the bed or whatnot contributed to that. So I don't want to blame the MyPillow, but I have a new mattress, and I want to try give that MyPillow a try again because I'm sure that it's a fantastic product.
Well, even though you are pandering for a free MyPillow, I am going to oblige because I don't want an unsatisfied customer out there. Under this condition, Matt, will you, after you get it, will you call us back and tell us what you think?
I absolutely will.
And then you'll be a second-time caller. Now, let me ask you this. How long did you have the pillow?
I had it about 3 nights.
Okay, because what I notice is that, you know, they're machine washable, right, and dryable. So you throw them in the washer, you throw them in the dryer, and you need to do that about every 90 days. And then it just brings all the things back. But if you only had it 3 days, you know, the other thing is, did you, like, pull it apart a little bit? It has all that interlocking fill in it. You kind of just, you know, basically, you know, shape it like clay to get it just how you like it. Did you try that at all?
No, and I think maybe that was part of my mistake. I didn't give it a fair shake.
All right. Well, we're going to do that again. We're going to do that again. Okay.
Make sure you run it through the dryer.
That's very important.
Per the instructions.
When you get it, too.
When you get it, before you even use it, that's a big important.
Good, important part. Good catch, Kevin. Absolutely, Matt. Hang on. We need your last name, and then Todd, the radio god, will put a MyPillow sticker and stick one in the vault, and you can pick it up at the studios of KFYR, the 50,000-watt legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Okay.
And one more quick thing for you. Yes, thank you very much. One more quick thing for you. I want you to know I listen to you every single day while I'm at work from 9 to 11. Love your show.
That's very kind of you, Matt. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, okay?
Thank you.
Call again now. Remember, we need that MyPillow testimonial. Good or bad? That's fine. Let's go out to the Red Trail Vineyard. Rodney,
hey.
What's on your mind besides wine?
Well, a lot of wine, but anyway, the MyPillow. Here's the deal on that. So my wife gave me, this must have been, could have been anniversary gift, I don't know. And I didn't know she even got it until I crawled in the bed and I thought, this pillow looks a little different. And so I laid down and I said, what is this? Well, she said, I got you a MyPillow. Well, so I laid down it. That is the first time in years that I slept all night. It was unbelievable.
Exact same experience I had. And no kinks in the neck and, yeah. Little knock and yeah, unbelievable.
It was great. Anyway, I hear your music in the background. That means I'm going to be going pretty soon. But
well, you don't
anyway.
Need to go. You don't need to go because I'm going to hold you through the break because I want to hear about some wine. All right.
Okay. I mean, we'll talk.
We'll talk. All right. Coming up. Don't go away. More after this. And what's on your mind? Give us a call.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Energy of North Dakota. Check out energyofnorthdakota.com. Great resource on all the incredible things that are happening. And you have to kind of just step away or look at things from a 30,000-foot view every now and then and recognize just what exactly is happening. When you have oil and natural gas from North Dakota, second largest producer in the country, McKenzie County, the biggest producing county in the country, it strengthens all of America. Oil and gas from North Dakota. So here we are with an abundance of talents, innovations, technologies, and energy responsibly produced in North Dakota, equaling worldwide economic stability. Does it get any better than that? I'm starting to think about Cookfest, too. Make sure you get those on your calendar. It's going to be a fun year. Really looking forward to that. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Okay, let's get back, finished with Rodney. Then we're going to get to Don and Minot. And by the way, if you, what do we call this? Mea culpa Monday. How about that? Mea culpa Monday. If you ever feel like you've had a bad experience calling the show, I think I'm overreacting this a little bit. Todd would tell me just blow it off. Kevin, you might tell me to blow it off. But people who disagree, you know, kind of the keyboard warriors on social media, they love saying, oh, if you call in and don't agree, you just get cut off. I'm like, okay, when has that happened? Todd, did I lose my memory?
It would not make for as good a show if we did that. I mean, it's a much better show if you get a good conversation going. So
yeah, I'd be a jerk if I'm cutting people off.
Exactly.
So I think what it is I think some people, okay, they didn't win an argument or they disagree with me on something, so then it has to be that. I don't want to be a jerk, ever. I want to be someone that has a conversation with anybody that thinks any which way. So feel free to call if you've been wronged on this Mea Culpa Monday, and if we have somebody who has called before, was wronged, and we sort of set the record straight, then we'll do a lot of MyPillow. Okay? Rodney called before the break. He's from the Red Trail Vineyard. What is the Red Trail Vineyard exactly?
Well, my gosh, Red Trail Vineyard is a vineyard over at Buffalo, North Dakota. We're about 35 miles west of Fargo. And we planted our first grapes in 2003. So we're one of the oldest and largest vineyards in the state of North Dakota. And for your listeners who don't know about Cass County, you know, we got so many wineries now popping up. The Convention and Visitors Bureau now has started bus tours, actually. And if you want to get on them, just go over to the Convention and Visitors Bureau and you can get buy your tickets there. Also, the people here in Cass County, the wineries and cider houses, they now have a passport system that'll be out soon. You can pick that up at the Convention and Visitors Bureau too. And that is a thing where you go to each of these wineries, cider houses, and you get stamped. And after you get all done, you get a free T-shirt. It's not quite as good as a MyPillow, but it's lively. Let's put it that way.
I love it. Well, that sounds wonderful. I got to get out there sometime. Are the grapes easy to grow here? Like, do you have to have any special challenges to get grapes to grow in North Dakota?
The grapes that we grow, like I tell people, it's like growing 110-day corn. They're not quite ripe for this area. They're more for southern Minnesota. That's where they were bred up at. But the North Dakota State University now has over 12,000 new varieties grown in their greenhouses and nurseries. So someday we will have a North Dakota grape that is right for this area. So
there's something. There's something that NDSU does better than most people on the planet. I mean, the innovation that has come to growers nationwide as a result of the work they do at NDSU, but certainly in this region, pretty phenomenal. So that's interesting to hear.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Rodney, thank you for calling.
Yes. Anyway, I'm driving out on the farmers. They're in glory days. They are getting, they're going to get their crops in yet around here. So, and nobody can disagree with you. I don't know who can, but anyway, have a good show.
All right. Thanks, Rodney. Take care. All right. We found somebody that thinks he was cut off. Dennis on a tractor. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. So tell me what happened.
Oh, you were interviewing Pete Hegseth. I was of the opinion that Hillary should have went to jail for all of her wrongdoings, and he just said, we're not a third world country. We don't imprison political opponents. He hung up.
That's what he said, you mean?
Well, and then I got cut off.
Yeah, so
kind of short answer for, you know, what should have been a decent conversation. I felt she had a lot of illegal things going on.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm in your camp, not Pete's. If she did something illegal, then she ought to, right? I mean, and he might think differently of that now, knowing what we know, right? I don't know. Right. We should have Pete back on. I will tell you this. Sometimes when we have guests on, I'm trying to get a lot in a short period of time because you usually don't have them for very long. So I'll try and keep the pace going. So in other words, you asked the question, he answered it shorter than you'd like, but I don't necessarily consider that being cut off. Sometimes I will ask, you know, do you have a follow-up or do you want anything else or whatever if we have the time. But I don't know that that's totally a cutoff. But since you're on a tractor, I think we better consider it a worthy of the MyPillow anyway. On the cutoff.
Well, I listen to you every day because I'm always on a tractor.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Where do you farm?
Montana.
In Montana, holy buckets! Do you ever get to Bismarck?
No, I get to Dickinson quite a bit, but not Bismarck.
Todd, when are you going to Dickinson next?
I don't know, but I'm sure Charlie maybe. I mean,
we can send it with the boss man. We'll send it with Charlie.
Yeah.
We'll send one out with Charlie and stick your name on it. It'll be at the KLTC studio, so you'll have to Google that and get the address so you can pick it up. It's kind of out in the boondocks.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Hang on a second. We need your last name, too, so we don't have a bunch of Dennis's showing up at KLTC saying, I want my pillow. So hang on a second. Daniel will get that, and then we'll get that straightened out. Don in Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, sir. So how are you guys doing? Doing good?
Hey, for a Monday, not bad. Otherwise, plus we don't have AT&T. Did you hear that the AT&T customers are without the ability to make calls today? Yeah.
Yes, I heard that. And I also that's why I'm with Verizon. Been with them for years.
Have you? By the way, you're supposed to text 911 for emergency, any emergency, because you need an internet connection to do that, but you can't make a call, so. You may not be able to make calls today. It's a statewide outage of AT&T. Not a good deal. Not a good deal. Anyway, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, sir, I got to tell you what. 2 weeks ago Saturday, the wife and I went out and bought two my pillows to try them out. And everything was going great. And then the wife, last night, she took my pillow and she used her pillow and my pillow together and she wouldn't let me have it back. As soon as I get my business done here, I got another half hour.
Well, I think there's a few problems here that we can't help, Don. First of all, that you're going to have to maybe have a little marriage counselor or something with your wife. But second of all, don't buy them at the store because they are not premium My Pillows. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, okay, and you get two of them for $34.99 each. So a two-pack. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Good luck with that, Don. Take care. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania receiving a royal welcome in London this morning, featuring the pomp and circumstance of the official three-day state visit. President Trump joining Queen Elizabeth and other members of the royal family for the military ceremony on the grounds of Buckingham Palace, then doing lunch And the president will lay a wreath later this morning at Westminster Abbey at the grave of the unknown. Tonight, the Queen will be hosting a formal state banquet. Missouri's only abortion clinic will stay open for now, but the state's investigation won't end. A temporary restraining order issued on Friday prevented the closure of that Planned Parenthood location in St. Louis, the last abortion clinic in the state. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Good morning, Scott. I was listening to Kristen Gilbrand yesterday on her town hall with Chris Wallace. I'd like to know how these candidates, our country is disgraced, and President Trump is going against the Constitution, and how he's degraded our country, and he wants to help the economy. These new candidates do. How does the president do that? How do you say that about a president when we were going backwards when Obama was president and he's destroying our Constitution? Is he destroying our Constitution because he wants to put the truth back in our Constitution? Is that why he's destroying our Constitution? Because he's not part of the establishment? I hope people listen to all this stuff, because I'd really like to know a failing country. If this is a failing country right now, I'd really hate to see a failing country when it becomes a failing country, because we're far from failing at the moment. Because he stood up to China and all these people and said, hey, we're tired of paying for all you people. We're tired of paying for this. I'm tired of paying it as a taxpayer. I mean, I don't understand where they get that he's tore our country apart. If a country's tore apart, that's when there's no money left in the country. That's when the country becomes
tore apart. I totally get what you're saying. That call came in during the break. And let me just say a couple of things. One, Kristen Gilbrand is...
Yeah.
I believe a little bit of a threat, though. Yeah. I listened to it. Yesterday, I didn't hear it. I was just doing some other stuff and listening to it in the background. And, you know, she's a left winger. There's no doubt about it. She's as liberal as they come. She's from New York State, of course. She can be, right? But she presents very well. She reminds me of a Byron Dorgan in a skirt. She does. Or a Ken Conrad, where, you know, the folksy kind of, aw, shucks kind of stuff rolls off the tongue. But, you know, behind the veneer is a very liberal core. I would watch her. I don't know. I found her answers to be like, oh, I mean, I know what she's saying, but as far as them thinking Trump's destroying the country, here's the deal. First of all, I think on the economy, there is no arguing. There is no arguing that Trump has made the economy better. None. Now, on the trade stuff, they might say he's been a bit reckless, but I think at some point they're going to go, wow, new NAFTA, deal with China, EU, you know, fix TPP. Wow, I at some point, okay? But here's the deal. The people that say Trump is destroying the country, they don't like a strong military. You know, they want to sing kumbaya with nations that hate us. The border, that's a voter ID effort is what the border's for. Okay, that's more votes. That's a turn-out-the-vote effort that goes on down at the border if you're a Democrat and you think Trump's destroying the country. Foreign affairs, you want to just stick your head in the sand. like, quite honestly, Barack Obama, and sadly to an extent when it comes to North Korea, Bush and Clinton did. As far as trade, holy buckets. We've kicked the can down the road and just said we got to, you know, we've done the deep state to the extreme or the establishment thing where, you know, just throw them one here and, you know, we'll be the nation's piggy bank. And Trump is a business guy saying enough already. So I do think people that are reasonable, people that see the lowest unemployment rate among black Americans ever, you know, more women in the workforce than ever, more total people in the workforce than ever, at some point have to go, hmm. And Trump, when he's doing what he did today with the mayor of London, is going to make some people crazy. Their head is going to explode today because Trump did that. I talked to Ellen Ratner earlier. Ellen Ratner is a longtime Fox News contributor, liberal as the day is long, okay? And what does she say? Trump, you don't do that. You don't do that. You don't go to Europe and say those things about the mayor of London on your way there. I said to her, well, wait a minute. What did the mayor of London say about President Trump? Now, I know this sounds like I'm a kid saying, oh, tit for tat here thing, right? He did it to me. What about you? Blah, blah, blah. The point is, this mayor of London wants attention, and he got some. He got it from Trump. So he rips Trump, calls Trump, I don't even know what he said. I don't. Oh, here it is. From rolling back women's reproductive rights to defending white supremacists and far-right nationalists, President Trump's behavior flies in the face of ideals America was founded upon. As the U.S. closest allies, we have a duty to speak out. And then he said it was un-British to roll out the red carpet. Un-British to roll out the red carpet for Donald Trump. What do you think of that, folks, when you hear that?
Un-British.
So here's how Trump responded. Sonic Khan, uses his Twitter handle, by the way, who by all accounts has done a terrible job as mayor of London, has been foolishly nasty, in quotes, to the visiting president of the United States, by far the most important ally of the United Kingdom. He is a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London, not me. Stone-cold loser. Now, I'm telling you, we could have a psychiatrist here do an analysis of that tweet. That, to me, is Trump realizing he is going to London, he's going to dial it back a little bit, and he's going to, you know, properly reprimand. He shouldn't be the guy to do it, but that's Trump, so he doesn't care. Properly reprimand this guy to say, hey, buddy, Mr. Big Shot in London, who's the biggest ally? And you're not taking a shot at me personally, you're taking a shot at the President of the United States. Now, Donald Trump is also being represented in this tweet, not just the president, because that's where he comes up with, he's a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London, which is terrible, not me. Khan reminds me, there was a follow-up tweet, Khan reminds me very much of our mayor of New York City, dumb and incompetent de Blasio, who also has done a terrible job, only half his height.
Oh! Wow! Yikes!
In any event, I look forward to being a great friend of the United Kingdom, and I'm very much looking forward to my visit, landing now. Here's my question to you folks. Do you think that if you hate Trump, you hate that he does that, you don't like that style, if you will, maybe even hate's not the right word, you just don't like that about him. Does the economy roaring, does trade deals bringing new opportunity, does a safer world offset the nastiness on Twitter? Do you ever get over that?
I'm not on Twitter, so I've never been on that. I don't know.
It's not just Twitter. It's his style. It's what he does. And he's got, number one, he's going to punch back.
Yeah, I don't care.
He punched back. There would be no tweet about the mayor of London if the mayor of London hadn't tweeted, you know, a slam at the president. So first of all, it's a tit for tat deal. Now, many presidents, most in fact, would agree, ignore it. Don't talk about it. Don't do it. You know, I just wonder if the voters out there who dislike Trump because of that behavior are able to say, okay, well, I maybe don't like that, but I do like this. I do like that my son or daughter have opportunities.
Right, and I like that more.
I mean,
I like that more. I like more.
Right, that outweighs the bad. The good outweighs the bad. Yeah. We're all bad in our own way. We've all got things we do that's not the best. And in my mind, to go back to Obama, where there was this anemic economy, where there was a kick the can down the road, give billions to the Iraqis. It's crazy, folks. Somewhat related story, but Aldevron today announced a major expansion. Aldevron is a bioscience company, biotech company. And it is, its production capacity is going to go up by tenfold. They're going to have a 14-acre campus in Southwest Fargo, 1,000 employees, 189,000 square feet. Michael Chambers, the founder, is a friend of mine. And we've had conversations before about American exceptionalism and about how in those Obama years, what was happening to stifle innovation, even in science. He told me one time, he said, look, if the FDA wasn't part of the equation, we would have a real shot at curing cancer. They are a roadblock. They make all of what we do harder, not easier. Now, this company is not building that facility unless they see the economy going the way it's going. Period. End of statement. That's the kind of stuff that happens from Donald Trump. Can you take a few bad tweets? That's my question. And by the way, have a little fun once in a while. Listen to John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana. He is getting absolutely hammered yesterday by what's her name, Margaret something or another on Face the Nation. Anybody remember her name? Does it matter?
I got nothing.
Margaret Brennan. She's the new and first ever female anchor of a Sunday show. So she's saying, okay, you support the president, including his attorney, Rudy Giuliani. In fact, Giuliani was quoted by the Daily Beast saying, if they allow Congressman Meadows and Jordan and a few others out there, they'll eviscerate Robert Mueller. He would love to have him testify. Former White House attorney John Dowd says something similar. Are you swayed by that at all? Do you think Mueller should testify? He says no. And he tells her why. Listen to how he tells her why and what it means about the whole obsession of Washington, D.C. and our federal government right now. Impeachment, the I word. Collusion. Russia. Listen to how he says this. If we could all
step in this, Margaret, my Democratic friends have got to make a decision on impeachment. Now, I think impeachment will be a Sisyphean task. It'll be tough going in the Senate. Impeachment polls right up there with skim milk among the American people. But my advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home. You know, if you want to do it, go to Amazon online, buy a spine, and do it. But go hard or go home. If you're not going to do it, then let us get back to work. I hate to waste a year and a half.
I like your answer. Well, yeah. You know, that's priceless.
I love that guy.
He made a fabulous argument there, but he did it having a little fun. That's no different than Trump.
True.
And I would think even Trump haters, if we can use that word today when we're trying to be conciliatory, people that don't like Trump would agree, wasting another year and a half. In other words, we'd have a transportation bill in this country. $2, $3, maybe $4 billion worth of infrastructure going in all across the country, but for 2 years of Robert Mueller. Who, by the way, very early on knew the president didn't collude with the Russians and still continued to do what he did. You know, I hope maybe we can lead the nation in this business here. Okay, I don't like that about Trump, but I agree he's done good things there. I'll give him another 4 years. That's what I'd like to see people who don't like Trump do. If you think that's the craziest idea and you want to vote for Kristen Gillibrand because she talks touchy-feely but is going to go there and be Obama light, convince me. Let's try and convince each other, shall we? More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Schwann, DuickGMC.com. Jim the Flagpole Man's been busy. There's going to be an 80-foot flag unveiled flag day next Friday. Meanwhile, get your summer ride ready at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Let's talk about the University of Mary for a minute. Words like flexible and affordable mean something. Working adults who want to further their education and look for solid value for their money need a flexible option. Programs that are affordable. They want them from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. At the University of Mary, flexibility means choosing your program mode. Online, on-site, a blend of the two. You choose the right fit for your life. Affordability at UMary means The costs are truly competitive. Transparency means no hidden fees, with many of our programs featuring tuition locked in. At the University of Mary, support means that the faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout the entire program. Bottom line, I love that line, by the way. Bottom line, that just means I'm about to shut up, but this is important. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Discover more at umary.edu/online. I don't know if you heard this, but before the break, we played a clip of Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana arguing with a liberal on CBS Face the Nation about whether it's smart for the Democrats to proceed with impeachment. And he said a word I've never heard of before. But in the break, we found that one of the four of us actually knows what it means. Can you play that? Listen for this word.
Now, I think impeachment will be a Sisyphean task. It'll be tough going.
That's what it is. Sisyphean task that I can't even say.
Sisyphean?
Todd didn't know. Kevin didn't know. And most importantly, I didn't know. Daniel said the following without Google, he tells us. Without Google. What is it, Daniel?
It's based on the Greek legend of Sisyphus. It's just a task that you can't complete.
The analogy would be like pushing a big boulder up a mountain or something. Right?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very, very. Wow. That's deep. That's deep. But you know what?
Somebody was paying attention in history class.
Yeah. Right. Nice job, Daniel. Man alive. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me get Anthony and Euland in here, and then I want to play a little Jim Jordan, who was great yesterday with George Stephanopoulos. It was a good day yesterday for Republicans standing up for what they believe, which is a little challenging these days. You know, getting to just have the backbone for it. As he said, go to Amazon online and purchase a backbone. I mean, they need to. He did it. Jim Jordan did it. And who else did it? Mick Mulvaney was very good with Chris Wallace. He just tied him into knots. It was beautiful. Anthony and Euland, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, all I got to say is, well, wasn't my original call, but yeah, keep it up, Trump, because he's got to defend himself because nobody else is. So why not? Well, that's the first comment. Second one is I'm a massage therapist, and people have been calling about MyPillow stories, and you wouldn't believe how hard it is to convince people to try a MyPillow when they can't lay flat on their back at night or their arms go numb every night. But I had a couple of clients that they finally, things were starting to get better, but they still couldn't sleep through the night. Got the MyPillows, and the first night they slept through the night, just like the guy called from the winery. They slept through the first night, and they haven't had problems since then.
So, I mean, was it because they wouldn't try it just because they thought it was a gimmick, or why was it? Why were they reluctant to try it?
Yeah, a lot of, well, it's advertised everywhere. It's as seen on TV thing, and they're always skeptical of that. They're older, in their 70s and 80s for the ones that did it, and they don't want to try something that looks like a gimmick. But I've been using one myself for 7-8 years now, and it is by far the best thing for sleep at night.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I mean, they're selling these things by the gazillion all across the globe. I mean, you don't do that with a gimmick. But I understand when people I've done that before and things. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm telling you. Plus, I mean, this deal now, they've never done a deal like that on TV or radio. 2-pack of MyPillow premiums, $34.99 a pillow. You got to use the promo code Scott to get it. That's not the pillow in stores. This is a premium pillow, the better pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Really glad you called, Anthony. That's a cool story. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Have a good one.
Appreciate you listening. Listen to Mick Mulvaney. A couple of cuts with taking on the, you know, deep state, sort of D.C., you know, swampish viewpoint on everything.
Listen. You want clips on the border? You want to do one on North Korea? Or you
Start on another clip on the border.
All right, on the border. Here we go.
They've got tremendously strong immigration laws, much stronger than ours. They have the ability to do things that we cannot. Congress will not help us fix our laws, so we're turning to Mexico to help us fix the situation on the border.
He did a really good job there of, you know, punching back on the tariffs on Mexico. The Congress isn't doing the job. Really, Congress is the one dropped the ball. So the funny thing about all the people in Congress that are saying bad idea, okay, well then some urgency maybe in Congress, and then we don't need the tariffs on Mexico. I think it's his way of getting Mexico to pay for the wall. That's what I think.
The proof is in the pudding. There is no inflation. Prices have not gone up. We've put tariffs on China. We're putting tariffs on Mexico. And inflation is still under control. He's absolutely deadly serious. In fact, I fully expect these tariffs to go on to at least the 5% level on June 10th. The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border.
Both of those about, obviously, the situation with Mexico and the tariffs. And, you know, what he's saying there is everybody's saying, oh, these tariffs are going to wreck the economy. You know, inflation's going to go up. Well, I mean, inflation's in check now. By the way, prices have not gone up from the increased tariffs on Canada and from China. Now, they will eventually. You can't have them forever. Somebody's got to pay. And, the price chain would definitely be impacted. By the way, President First Lady just left Westminster Abbey. They've been there about an hour now, and London Buckingham Palace. The First Lady, Jackie O, unbelievable.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand. Plus Branson, six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.